Preserving error at trial. As Mike said, sometimes it's a scary thing when you go to trial. You want to make sure you're not waiving some key error that you will want to use on appeal. The last thing you want is to get up on appeal, have this great argument, brief it, and then have the other side say, yeah, you waived it, and have the Court of Appeals agree with you. One of the things that we're starting to see is as the Courts of Appeals get busier and busier, they're quite happy to look for reasons to get rid of the case easy. And if they don't have to deal with the argument because it was waived, they're quite happy to do that. So you want to be sure you've done what you need to do to make sure that any error you think you've got there has been preserved. So how do you do that? The general rule on error preservation in Texas law is actually found in the appellate rules rather than in the civil rules. And it's 33.1A, and there's really three steps. First thing is you've got to make a timely objection or request. What's timely? Really, timely is you make it at a time the court can do something about it. There are some specific rules, but that's really the general rule. You have to object when the trial court can actually correct the error. It has to be sufficiently specific. You can't just say objection, Your Honor. You've got to explain what your objection is and what the problem is so the court, again, knows what you're complaining about and what you think should be done to fix it. And finally, you've got to get a ruling. Some trial judges really like to say, thank you, counsel, move on without ruling on your objection. If you let a judge talk you into that, you've just waived your error. You made a nice objection. It was timely. It was specific. But if the court didn't rule on it, you waived it. You've got to get the court to say it's overruled. Or you need to say, judge, I need a ruling. If you ask for a ruling and the judge still refuses, you've probably preserved your error because you've done everything you can do. You can't force the judge to rule, but you've got to ask for a ruling.